Those who served in the U.S. military certainly deserve our eternal respect. Their dedication and sacrifice soars above as a protective blanket in a way for freedom and liberty. Now, I use the term eternal respect for a specific reason, because when these heroes pass away, that does not bring their deserving of honor to an end. Now, this is something the organization my next guest heads makes possible as they offer you a way to show your love and respect for the memory of those who served and certainly gave of themselves in a variety of ways. Joining us with the details about the December 17th National Wreaths Across America Day is the Executive Director of Wreaths Across America, Karen Worcester. How are you today, Karen?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for the work that you and your organization do. The obvious website address is indeed wreathsacrossamerica.org. How did Wreaths Across America come to be?
Well, it wasn't a big plan. Back in 1992, my family, we had always been in the Boston business. We did mail out of catalog wreaths, and, you know, that had just always been what we'd done. And we had a surplus of wreaths that year, and my husband wanted to do something nice with these wreaths. They were beautiful, fresh wreaths. He recalled being a 12-year-old who had won a trip to Arlington National Cemetery, to actually the D.C. area, as a paper boy, and being very patriotic. You know, we just thought maybe we could teach our kids something and say thank you to these people that serve at the same time if we could get permission to take the wreaths and place them on the graves. So he reached out to some local politicians. They made some calls, and we were shocked that we were given permission. So we loaded up the truck. We had a friend in the trucking industry, the Bluebird Ranch Trucking Company. They took the truck. My husband and a couple volunteers went down, drove right straight through, and they spent all day placing 5,000 wreaths at the oldest section in the cemetery. It was life-changing for them as they, you know, walked among these graves and read the names. And it's a Civil War section of the cemetery that they were in. So there were a lot of unknowns and a lot of, you know, citizens and young people. And they found themselves saying the names as they placed the wreath. So it just was such a great opportunity for us to say thank you and to teach our children that we made up our minds we were going to make special wreaths going forward. And as long as they'd let us do it, we would do it. So we did that from 92 until 2005, and just as a family with a handful of volunteers. But in 2005, a Pentagon photographer happened to be in the cemetery, took a picture of what was going on, and it went on the Pentagon website, on the news website, and it went viral. So by 2000, the summer, the January of 2006, we were just blasted with literally thousands of emails and calls and, you know, mail of people wanting to get involved. And so from there, the just outcry of veterans and Gold Staff families, Blue Staff families that wanted to participate led us to what became a 501c3 in 2007, Wreaths Across America. And the rest is history.
Living history that continues on and on and on, not just on one day a year when you do this. And you mentioned the Civil War cemeteries and the unknown grave markings. I'm assuming that a residual benefit out of this, too, is when your organization goes to cemeteries, if something is falling into disrepair, if graves maybe had been vandalized and hadn't been spotted yet, you become sort of a de facto protector of these memorial sites and graves.
That's true. Our location. Okay, so just let me catch your listeners up. We now this year we're on track to be at 3,600 locations all over the country. Every one of those locations is run by a volunteer who goes out and gets sponsorships for their local community to make sure they're veterans, and very often these people will become just that. They will make sure that all the graves are, you know, cleaned up and taken care of. And then they take kids out into these cemeteries and, you know, learn about these people. So you mentioned also that it was a one day a year, and it really isn't, because in that period of time when people started reaching out to us, we heard from veterans, we heard from both staff families and active duty that it's about more than that. When we're there in the cemeteries, we have an opportunity to remember the fallen, but to honor those still serving, but most importantly, is to teach the next generation the cost of freedom and the fact that freedom isn't a gift that, you know, you just take and cherish. Freedom, we've been entrusted with it. And it's a responsibility to teach these kids why it's important to stand up for our country, love our country, and be willing to fight to preserve freedom.
Amen to that. We're talking with Karen Worcester, who is Executive Director of Wreaths Across America, the website wreathsacrossamerica.org. We have that linked at our page, and you will want to use it, and we'll get to that in a moment. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas, National Wreaths Across America Day, although this is really a year-round lifeblood of honoring and remembering our military heroes who have passed. But this year's National Wreaths Across America Day is December 17th. And how you can get involved in that? Well, again, wreathsacrossamerica.org. And how would it take you to get involved? Not as much as you think, because I believe, Karen, people look at the sponsoring a wreath section of your website and they see only $15. Put me in for three.
Yeah. Well, and here's something. If you're struggling right now with the holidays coming, if you sponsor a wreath, we can also send a card to somebody and say it's a wreath was placed in your honor. And we have so many people, so many businesses that will sponsor wreaths and then send a card and tell this family, because it's a wonderful gift for a family, because what you've given them then is a gift to remember. And it's something meaningful that, you know, can be part of their holiday tradition. And it gives people an opportunity to learn. And with 3,600 locations, you can find a ceremony almost anywhere close to you. And, you know, there's so much that happens at a Wreaths Across America ceremony. It's not just about placing wreaths. It brings communities together. It's non-political. It's all-inclusive. And it's about getting back to the basics. And patriotism begins at home, goes to community, and then to country. So it's like building blocks to bringing us together in a time that's pretty divided. So many things happen, many opportunities to learn and bring people together.
Must also give comfort, too, to the surviving family members and friends of that military member who passed away. Most likely, just completely unknowing, they'll go to visit the grave site, and there's a Wreaths Across America wreath sitting there. That's got to be a heartwarming, and just to let them know that there's others out there remembering.
We hear so many stories, and we've heard stories. That one of my favorites, it was several years ago at Arlington. One of the news cameras they did an article about the people being at Arlington, and they came in close up on this wreath on a grave, you know, and the family name. Well, the family had kind of been separated. They hadn't kept in touch over the years for one reason or another, as families do. So here is their grandfather's grave, and it ends, this news story ends with this picture. And they started, this will make me cry still. So they started calling each other up. And the next year, they all met at Arlington.
Wow.
Placed that wreath together. And we hear stories all the time like that. And, you know, we work so hard to do that, to talk about the importance of, you know, good family issues and all that. We have an incredible TEACH curriculum that's headed up by a Gold Star mother, Cindy Tatum, retired teacher. We work in conjunction with many other organizations to put out good quality education materials that are about character and community. We work with the Medal of Honor Society, Random Acts of Kindness, the Vietnam Commemorative, the Ike Eisenhower Foundation. We share with them curriculum. We develop new curriculum that's all available for free on wreathsacrossamerica.org. And, you know, we have an education exhibit that goes all over the country talking about the stories of men and women that served. It's just a great opportunity to learn. And we also have Wreath Radio, where we do a lot of things, from roundtable discussions of veteran sources to, you know, just sharing stories that teach us. They teach us about our heritage and our history, because any veteran service it's part of our own history.
I want to mention, too, that Jersey Mike's, the sub-franchise, through the 14th of this month, they are doing a wreath sponsorship matching up to $300,000. So when you go to wreathsacrossamerica.org and you sponsor a wreath, Jersey Mike's is going to match that with you.
Absolutely, and that's incredible. Jersey Mike's has been with us for a very long time, and they help us every year. Oddly enough, Arlington is a tough nut to get covered because so many people will go to Arlington, play threes, and have the experience, but then they take the project to their own community. We grew over 600 new locations this year, so we still have plenty of time to meet the need at Arlington, and like I said, it's a great opportunity to cross names off your holiday gift list and to show these people, these families, that we do have their back. It's a win-win situation.
Now, for you listening, I would never ask you to do something I would not do myself, so with that in mind, hope you're listening, Jersey Mike's, because you might have to pony up a few extra wreaths here. After I get done with the show, I'm going to go over to wreathsacrossamerica.org. I'm going to sponsor two wreaths. That's $30. Now, for you listening, I think you could do that too, can't you? I mean, you're shelling out how much for that coffee every morning where you can just drop a pot in and save yourself a whole bunch of money and take that money and sponsor a wreath or two or five or ten. Because can you think of anyone who deserves to be honored eternally, as I said back in the introduction, than those who have given, sacrificed, those who were killed in combat, those who lived out a natural life, but nevertheless, they all are worthy of our honor. And what Wreaths Across America does is allow all of us the ability to honor our heroes, our inspirations, and people who are foundations of an education for the next generation as well. Learn more about Wreaths Across America and the December 17th National Wreaths Across America Day at wreathsacrossamerica.org. We've been talking with their executive director, Karen Worcester. Karen, thank you so much for you, the work you do, and everything that everyone connected with the organization does, because it's contagious in every positive way possible. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.